Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's 8/27/2020. And we're sitting here, and I remember reading to you years ago, a long time ago, I remember reading to you out of Civil War II, The Coming Breakup of America, by Thomas W. Chittum. You remember I read to you all that? I read to you about the different stages of a civil war and what they would be and all the different things. And but before all of that, let's go back to Ezekiel 38. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him, and say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O chief Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and I will turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth in all thine army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet. Gomer and all of his bands, the house of Togarma of the north quarters, and all of his bands, and many people with thee. And be thou prepared and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled under thee. Be thou a guard unto them. And after many days, thou shalt be visited. In the latter years, thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but it is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. And thou shalt ascend and come like a storm, and thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands and many people with thee. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought, and thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages, and I will go to them that are at rest and that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey, to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods, that dwell in the midst of the land. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the evil forces that are part of the Gog-Magog army in the world and all of that, whether it be Russia, whether it be the communists in a sense, and the Luciferians, you see, they are at a scenario where they've now come up into the land and they've brought and fomented via Black Lives Matter and, you know, the BLM organization, which is a Marxist organization by the people in charge of it, admit to it. And also three of the top women, allegedly, three of the top women Marxists in the BLM, allegedly, are also practicing West African witchcraft. And that is the case, then you've got them. Why are they being allowed to be in Presbyterian churches and various places like that? Perhaps allegedly also, as well as in allegedly Presbyterian churches, in Methodist churches, etc., and where they're selling the little black stars, the little white sliver on the upper left-hand corner that indicates you're an ally, but you're paying them reparations, probably on a monthly basis, some kind of a figure, to get those black stars to put in your driveway. I've seen them done in my neighborhood. I've seen them all over in suburban areas because they're getting ready to come, and then this then designates those homes as places that they're not supposed to hit when they come to attack you. And I'm going to tell you what. At some point in time, what happened in Kenosha, where you have one young kid and some other guys are there, and they're going to protect those businesses and not let it get out of hand. And why do they even have to do it? Because the police and the sheriffs and everybody in Kenosha are chicken shit. The way you handle a riot in the first 15 minutes is bird shot. Everybody used to know that. Bird shot in the Billy Club, and you put it down regardless of whether it is black, white, Chinaman, left-hand Lithuanians, Italians, the Irish mob, whoever the hell it is. Regardless, if you got a riot, they're going to start burning your main street down. They're going to burn down Miss Kitty's Saloon and Doc's office up above. They're going to go to Andy of Mayberry and burn up, the diner and Floyd's Barber Shop and all of that. Whatever it is they're going to do. They're going to go to Harlem and burn all the good places in Harlem. They're going to burn out, Watts. It's just ridiculous. You do not let people burn down entire portions of a city. And the only way you do it is to stop it initially. The minute that something goes down, then you flip the switch, and that's it. That's it. And I'm going to tell you what. If at this stage of the game from the 90s on, if everybody who was killed by a drug gang or was killed by a Mexican cartel, whether they be white, brown, black, red, yellow, purple, adobe color, whatever the heck they are, red bone from the south of Louisiana, whatever it is they are, it doesn't make the difference. The difference is all lives do matter. And if every time somebody else is killed now by a cop, then whatever a group, when they shoot a meth head up here tonight somewhere who happens to be a white guy that goes for his pistol, well, then so be it. On the other hand, this whole incident in Kenosha, which to me sounds like an interesting little place to have it, doesn't it? Because the Democrats could not go to Milwaukee. So they're going to take what they think is a white cheese eater's cheesehead town of Kenosha, okay? And they're going to have something there. Well, now, I'm not saying that this young Blake guy or this Blake guy was involved in that, but I am saying that the artificial intelligence that is watching everything in this country and world could use this as a quick way to pour gasoline on the fire or to start the fire or to continue the thing in order to try to make it look like Trump caused it and all this kind of stuff. Now, last night, and the thing they keep omitting out of all the reporting is that this Mr. Blake apparently admitted that he did have a knife on the floorboard of his vehicle. The thing they also are omitting for the most part is that when they say the cop shot him and killed him, he's not dead. I've heard a lot of people say, well, he's been killed. He was shot 7 times by the one officer. And then the head of the BLM forced that officer's name to be released. And the fact is, he said, if you don't do it, we're going to put out any name that's in your department. This is that guy, allegedly the head of the BLM, one of them, King or whatever. I forget what his name is, but he allegedly said that he was going to then put the names out of officers, whether it was them or not. Just any officers and their addresses and pictures and the whole bit. So I'm going to tell you what, this is an organized scenario, even in Kenosha, but somebody decided to shoot back. Was it a pristine kind of a scenario? No. Young kid. But he's going to have an attorney as well, as will Mr. Blake. But when Mr. Blake allegedly admits to the police that he did have a knife on that floorboard, then that changes it, particularly since within the 1 to 2 minutes prior to that, they had tried to arrest him because he has a warrant for his arrest from a court. Now, you might also wonder if they didn't bring up this warrant thing, because what I heard from the backside was that is that this court warrant came up out of the blue, came up out forcibly and said, arrest at all costs, do not let leave scene. Now, the question about the warrant and the forcefulness of the enforcement implied by whatever the court provided to the police may have, in fact, caused an inordinate amount of fear in the police. However, they also knew their man because this man had resisted arrest allegedly before and had a record with them. So he wrestled and tussled with the cops, got out of their hold and started to walk or run quickly around the car to get to the driver's seat. Allegedly, somebody may have tried to tase him with the taser, but they may have missed, or I do see in the video where he reaches behind him. And you can, there's very painful, don't get me wrong, all that stuff, you could pull the thing out, all right? Or if you don't have both of the leads up in there, then you're not going to get the desired effect. Now, the point is, people shooting back. Now, in South Carolina, young white kids waving the flag at some kind of a Trump political rally or something alongside the road. And then you've got another man, an African-American man, a black man, who then came in a car going by them and shot at them. Now, he's been arrested. So this is all going to go extremely bad. And they're going to start to come for any place at all. And this is going to go down the lines that Thomas Chittum talked about in his publication, Civil War II. Back in 1996. And you're going to see this develop just like you can't believe. The establishment will acquiesce to gang and militia control of some areas, which are entirely but unofficially abandoned by the police or military. We've already seen that. That's in the guerrilla warfare type of phase, okay? The establishment will endeavor to co-opt some gangs and militias by making them de facto security forces. Oh, you remember the Chaz and the Chop. Well, now they're back in the Chop or the Chaz, and they use quick drying cement to try to lock a door and then burn it down when they had officers and people involved inside. Radically and ethically oriented parties will win local and even state elections, or possibly a national election. Radical and ethnically oriented. Multiple day tribal riots with barricades and sieges of police station will become common. Gangs will become primarily political in their goals and shift into paramilitary mode. Already happened. You're going to start to see killing here before too long. Let me tell you, a lot of it. There'll be mutinies in the military, firefights for control of military bases. General nationwide flight of persons out of areas in which their ethnic group is not the majority will occur. De facto secession will occur as cities and suburbs seal off adjacent areas of different ethnic composition with walls. A more or less permanent state of recession will set in. You see how they're doing that? Defeat in a foreign war becomes probable as the international power balance shifts against American interests. Massive flight into walled suburbs and villages will occur. The capital eventually will be removed from Washington, D.C. to a more secure area. All remaining features of the Bill of Rights will be suspended, certainly in effect, perhaps even overtly by decree. The military will take over much of the USA in much the same manner as they took over the foreign countries like Somalia. All because you've got this strife ongoing. This country, you had the opportunity, and then the Republicans, they're still talking about it. The Democrats, it's just interesting to see when Tim Scott says, you know, my family went from picking cotton to the U.S. Senate, you know, in one generation, in one lifetime of his grandfather. If you want to do it, you can overcome things in order to get where you want to be. That can be done. And if it's not the first generation, it can be the next generation. But then the Chinese even had a saying about this. And this is not being cute or anything. It's just kind of an interesting situation. First generation coolie. Second generation millionaire. Third generation sing-song girls and racehorses. Fourth generation coolie. Okay? We do not want to go down that road. But I'm going to say this, and I'll say it again like I've told you before. When I read what the Lord Jesus says, and I was called in a waking vision, I was shown a portal into the angelic world. A portal opened, and there was who I was told through my mind, Michael the Archangel, and he was formidable looking. Standing next to him was Gabriel. And I could look into the angelic world, and I could see the angels, and I could hear the most beautiful, melodic singing in an angelic language that you have ever heard. Just the most beautiful, powerfully peaceful, and wonderful thing. I was then looked at sternly. Angels are not wussies, let me tell you. And old Archangel Michael and Gabriel are the ones that fight against Lucifer and his fallen angels. And I was asked by Michael, are you afraid, you know? At the time, I said no. And at the time, I was not afraid because I'll tell you what, I'm not scared by a lot of things. Not that I don't have fear, it's just that, anyway, it's just that I'm not. And one of the reasons I'm not is I have the Lord Jesus on my side. And I'm with him and he's with me. But because of that, I was called for two separate charges or items to pay attention to. Number one, strike enemies, strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus. That's different, you see, than preaching just the gospel and being nice and being a good milquetoast preacher from a small town. And that's okay. But that's not what I was called to do. I was called because maybe I was pretty tough or wild or whatever, and I came back to the Lord Jesus. Brother Steve Quayle made it okay for me to come back to Jesus as I listened to him over the years. Now I hear some of you say, Hawk, you continued on that because now I've come back to him. You said it was the best deal in town. What do you got to lose? Well, let me tell you, repent of your sins. Ask Lord Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. And he'll start to wash you clean of your sin. It might take a while, but he'll start. So anyway, maybe that's why I was asked. Because I knew some of the other side of all this coin, okay? But anyway, the second thing I was told to do was to talk to the remnant, not to every Tom, Dick, and Harry, or gauge my language so as not to offend a newcomer to the dance. No! Tell the straight stuff as to what is to coming down the pike and what Lord Jesus says it's going to be, and then how you might prepare for it. And those are the two things I've been trying to do them now for all these years, and I keep doing them. I keep trying to be obedient all the time. Because let me tell you what. And ye shall hear wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. That doesn't mean that some people don't get killed in the wars. That doesn't mean that you don't get burned to death when somebody lights your store on fire and you're still inside. Or that somebody knocks you in the head with a brick. That doesn't mean that. It just says it means the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places, and hurricanes created by scalar warfare, the like of which is just ongoing right now. Now you might understand that the night before, what would that have been? Tuesday night and into Wednesday early morning. That for some reason, the mimic, the Tropic SSEC of, you know, universitywisconsin.edu or whatever, that the mimic, M-I-M-I-C, graphs or maps were shut down and we couldn't find them for a while. Even my my old buddy out there in upstate New York and the old buddies around the globe, you know, even the Minnesota and the different places, I'm sure noticed that this was not up for quite a while. Then when it did come back up, it still continued to show all of the things. Also, in that video analysis of the kid in Kenosha, Wisconsin last night, apparently, the video analysis proves that Kyle Rittenhouse did not shoot first. That he fired in self-defense. And then, of all the things, now I guess in Austin or in Texas down there, they found out that there was some kind of a scam to vastly increase the numbers of COVID cases. And they found fraud involved in it. I think that was down there in Austin. So there's so many things coming up here. And I'm going to tell you, do not think that you can argue anymore the best argument in a high school debate class or college debate school, and that win your argument and therefore the other side is going to automatically do what you wanted to do or believe what you want to believe. It ain't going to be that way. Because the devil is at work. Lucifer is at work big time. Big time. And you're already starting to see that play out. The social, political, and economic forces that are pulling America apart and driving her toward a bloody war that may fracture the nation into several different countries, dividing along ethnic lines, riots, gangs, militias, exploding crime rates, mass immigration, rising unemployment, falling wages. These are all factors that will fuel the fires of war. Written by Thomas W. Chittenden, 1996. He saw it happen in Rhodesia. He saw it happen in Croatia and that area of the world. All getting to be Function Junction, ain't it? Old Casey Jones has got the hammer down, don't he? Heading to Function Junction. Hopped up on moonshine and meth. All right? power, this is out of Saul Dealinsky's book, is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Second rule of power, never go outside the experience of your people. When an action or tactic is outside the experience of the people, the result is confusion, fear, and retreat. It also means a collapse of communication. The third rule, Saul Alinsky says, and he is the one who dedicates his book to Lucifer, all right, and the one that trained allegedly Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama. The third rule is, whenever possible, go outside of the experience of the enemy. Here you want to cause confusion, fear, and retreat. So last night, when the young kid Rittenhouse and maybe some others started to fire back at the mob because the cops won't do it, and the governor wouldn't bring in enough to stop it, and their rules of engagement are wrong, the whole nine yards. And when it should have been stopped, the first night in Minneapolis, all right, should have been stopped in Seattle and in Portland right off the bat. Should have been stopped wherever it's popped up right off the bat. Not the protest, but the minute something goes wrong, then that changes from a protest to a riot, and that's it. I knew somebody who in World War II put down a riot in Marseille, in amongst the taverns and all the port city and all of that, and were involved as a racial riot over women of soldiers and some of the North African French soldiers got into it with the English and some Americans over girls or whatever in the bars. That turned into about 10,000 people fighting, and soldiers can fight pretty tough, right? And it was out of control, and a certain person was called. He had much more power than rank, because the rank was meant to be kept lower, but his ability and power were much higher, and it also allowed blending in. And that person said, hey, he got him a couple of his guys, MPs apparently, and they got him a half track, which had a 30 caliber mounted on top. And they drove the half track right at the main brigade. They right at the main juncture. And that at a certain point, when they were about 50 yards out, 100 yards out, coming down the main drag, pointing straight at it, running as fast as the old half track could go, corporal up above, or the private, was told to fire over their heads, but fire pretty close, all right? They fired over the heads, but at that point, people started to run. A few people got zipped. You know how a machine gun will jump a bit, but the fact of the matter is they got zipped. 5, 8, 10 people got zipped right there and dropped them dead duck. That riot was over too sweet. It was gone. I've told you the story about in Mexico, in Cancun, how I watched a riot, and I watched the El Coronel, a Mayan, small Mayan guy with the mirror sunglasses and the high top riding boots and the jodhpurs like he'd been riding a horse out there. Somewhere, comes in the Jeep, he holds his right hand out. His sergeant or whatever puts a Thompson submachine gun in his hand. There's Los Indios, green cab drivers fighting with tire irons, hammers, boards, sticks, rocks, and everything at a hotel site in the Plaza Caracol in Cancun. And he goes, brrr, zips the first row, drops about 10 or 15 people, and then they get on the loudspeaker and he says, Levantese! Lay down! And then they whoop, go to the ground quick, all about all 10,000 or 8,000 or whatever there was, 1,000. And he said, no se huevan! And then troops got out a deuce and a halves, came up, zip-tied everybody, put them on the trucks, kept putting them on the trucks. More trucks kept coming. They put them on the trucks. And then they took them out of the city, out to the military base outside of Cancun, where they had a little barbed wire section strung up. They put them all in there. And then they swept up the stuff, got rid of the stuff back on the job site, mopped up the blood with the hose or water or whatever. And then 30, 40 minutes later, ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, go to Plaza Caracol at the Punta, of the Seven, you know, the high-end shopping mall. But if you don't stop the riot, then it goes on like that. And next thing you do, you've got the revolution of October 17. But you got to do it from the beginning or it don't work. It's got to be applied evenly, too. At the same time, if there is an abuse in a department, or if there is a bad shoot, you take care of the bad shoot. We all know with the guy leaning on the guy, gentleman's neck, the George Floyd, when he killed him, that that was an ordered hit because he laid on his neck for 8 minutes and even looked right up straight at the camera because he had to do that. Now, I still want to know, where did the first two officers take Floyd when they walked across the street and went down the block? Where did they go and then came back up out of? See, the lie is always on the line. The lie is always on the line. And the lie is different in every course of the thing. So anyway, we don't know exactly where we're going to go, but I'm going to tell you what. Lord Jesus has something to say to it, doesn't he? Lord Jesus has had a lot to say about it, and here's what he has to say. And therefore, you need to govern yourself accordingly, because if you're listening to Lord Jesus, then that is what he's telling you. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And then it brings in, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. And when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. And neither let him which is in the field turn back to take his clothes. Woe to them that are with child and them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world, to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. So, ladies and gentlemen, it all dovetails, doesn't it? Come up in the land, the unwalled villages to take a spoil. You got then the Deagle Report saying in 2025, the population of the United States, which is close to 340 or 50 million right now, will then only be 100 million. And that the $36 trillion economy or whatever will then only be 3.6 trillion. Okay. We're going to lose 2/3 of the population in this country alone. Something is going to happen. So I will tell you once again, you need to methodically prepare from lists. Food, water purification and water storage. Nuclear, biological and chemical protection gear. Firearms and ammunition. And I'm not talking about a box of 20 shells, okay? I'm talking about the ability to defend yourself against all comers or whoever might come. That brings up another key point. In Syria, apparently U.S. vehicles, military vehicles are there, and a Russian convoy or a Russian array of military vehicles bearing down on it with helicopters, their helicopters zooming over the American position. Apparently they were ordered not to engage the Russians, and they allowed the Russians to ram their vehicle. I don't care who gave the orders, how much scrambled eggs and brass. I don't care who gave the orders. I am not going to allow my vehicle with men in it get destroyed or get rammed by a Russian vehicle, which then injures or wounds my men or potentially kills them. I'm not going to do that. I'm either going to get out of the way, or I'm going to light them up and go straight towards them. Light them up. Make them break the peace. You see what I'm saying? Make them break the deal. Make them fire the rocket from the helicopter. All right? There's a very famed captain of a boat named Boom Boom McLaughlin. Boom Boom always carried a cocktail lock 45. He ran a spy ship. And they went into Haiphong Harbor after midnight in the old dark 30 to go in when nobody else would go to get them. They went in to go in to get some Navy SEALs. All right. And the people on that vessel that went in, let's just say that a lot of them had had fear removed from their psyche and from their bodies by whatever was done at Edgewood Arsenal in training, okay, and whatever was done in terms of rations and the Kool-Aid powder or whatever it was they had. But the fact of the matter is, they're a pretty bunch of tough guys. They sailed into Haiphong Harbor, a U.S. vessel, and it's just filled with all the Russians and all the, you know, enemy. And they picked up the SEALs that were had been left there, and they got by. And then there were other bigger ships, of course, saying, well, if you guys get in trouble, let us know. At the same time, the vessel in question may have had the ability to launch something themselves, okay? And the fact of the matter is, old Boom Boom, regardless of where he was at, if they'd have let off on something other, they would have unloaded all on their pot onto them. They'd have ass-rocked their butt. So why is it we're going to tell, and why is it we have somebody in command of a vehicle? We're not talking about a disabled vehicle. We're talking about something that could move or do something and get away from the Russian military deal. Now, I can understand from a political standpoint why you might do it or why you don't want to start a war right now prior to a U.S. election. But the fact of the matter is, if the sub pops and pops, up, or if the kamikaze plane, the Jap Zero comes dive-bombing in on you. That don't mean you turn off your AK-AK guns, does it? That don't mean you turn off your Quad 50s, does it? That don't mean you don't take the 60-inch guns and drop them suckers on the aircraft carrier or on the base on 50 miles away on whatever island they're flying off of and destroy it. We are already at war. If you go to Mimic and you look at that stuff, you will see a scanner warfare. Look at the North American domain. You go at the top of the page, it says domain. Scroll down, click on North America. You should also click on the North Atlantic, because then what you'll see out of there, you'll see all kind of scalar attacks coming out of Africa. And you'll see them generating further hurricanes off the coast of Africa coming into the Caribbean and into possibly Florida or the Gulf of Mexico. At the same time, we are nailing the Red Chinese. If you go over and look at the domain, which is Western Pacific. You'll see China. You'll see stuff ongoing there. They've already evacuated 500,000 people. Because the MMV finally started hitting the Chinese back for what they were doing to us. The Chinese and the Russians have treaties. They have treaties with Venezuela, with Cuba, with Iran, with other countries. And they're going to do whatever they can do to go into the last days and hope to take out the United States. And if they can, they're going to try to get Biden elected. Now, the artificial intelligence is running stuff. A lot of people I talk to just don't get artificial intelligence. And I'm not a great technical person. But the artificial intelligence is now at the case stage on the big computers where it can run its own show. And it's still, there might be some input from others. But at a certain point in time, the AI learns, doesn't it? It learns for itself and ceases to need the coder or the programmer and overrides that human content, doesn't it? Because isn't that the idea, to go to singularity and all this stuff and be part of the cloud and part of this and part of that? Well, let me tell you something. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And that is the strength, the way, the truth, the light, is power, the blood of Jesus. And if you believe on him, and he's with you, and if you lose your life on this planet, you got an everlasting life in heaven with him. And our Father, our Holy Father in heaven. So, the state is all coming out of cases, and it's going to progress. Somebody's saying, who is using directed energy to start fires in California? The Red Chinese are. And anybody else who's of the Luciferian top of the course, top of the mark, New World Order people, who want the Red Chinese to win. But basically, it's the Chinese. Because they're now hitting back tit for tat on us. The Russians are also putting stuff down in as well. And the Russians took out our China base, didn't they? China Lake. Billions of dollars underground. Less up top. Billions underground destroyed. This is not a cakewalk against Russia or China. They have spent money on asymmetrical warfare, game changers, hypersonic craft, and entry vehicles. we have a breakaway technology that supersedes theirs. Although the Russians play in that game some, the Chinese play in that game some, but we have a superseding technology. But that is not necessarily controlled or known about by the President of the United States. It's a separate thing. This is not Cardinals versus Cubs, you know. This is not Chicago Bears versus Tampa. This is not New England versus Miami. This is not, you see what I'm saying? L.A. versus Seattle. It's not that. It is a different thing. It's a whole other league. Now, in the past, you could count that some of that would be directed. But there is, in that world, a split or a divergence between two sides. There are factions. There's a faction that's on the side of Lucifer who would like to see the maximum chaos. Ordo ab chao. Out of the chaos comes their order, the Luciferian order. But I'm going to tell you what, you don't want to go into their Luciferian night without a fight. So if you do not have firearms, then buy them, because there's very quickly are none available. Or ones that you can't afford available, or ones that you are not looking for available, or the ideal weapon. But you can still get a regular shotgun. Pump or semi-auto, you can get one. You can still get shotgun shells, although rifled slugs and double-aught buck and number four buck are harder to come by. But you still should be able to find them if you look multiple places locally and then also online. I like to go and pick mine up so as not to get online, so to give the AI five more, you know, red flags to go to your house first, you know. So, if you look at those mimics, you will see back and forth. Some is outgoing, some is incoming, isn't it? It's trading of scalar energy. And where do they direct this storm, this Laura? Interesting enough, just as a coincidence, isn't that the name of W. Bush's wife? Where did that head to? Where did that head to? And how come there weren't multiple cone tracks like there always are? Because they had stuff coming from both sides, and they aimed it where? At one of the largest petrochemical refinery complex areas in the region of the United States, in that region from the middle of Louisiana to the, you know, over into Texas, Lake Charles, Beaumont, Port Arthur, all that stuff. You got refinery, chemical plants, etc. Now we got another chemical plant on fire down there right now. So this is time to get really, really, really real and really serious. Do not get caught watching the paint dry. Get yourself food. If you do not have, if you got money, you, let's say you're sitting there and you've got a good IRA or 401k or whatever it is, and you do not have a year, 2 years, 3.5 years of food put back. Well, long-term storage food, can't hardly get any of that, can you? You could have when I first started to tell you. 25-year shelf life, etc. So then I've also told you, as can't do anything else, buy another can or two of chunky soup every week. You could have been doing that, and a lot of you have done that. So start to get whatever food you can get. Be prepared to raise your own food or livestock. And God bless the bounty of my friends out there at the old stagecoach stop. They had ewes ready to deliver lambs stolen from them in the middle of the night. And then that particular scenario laid to waste their entire year because they live based on what the Lord provides them. And out of the clear blue after prayer, and they protect their property as best they can, but this was done by pros apparently. Somebody came forth and gave them, I think it was 4 ewes out of their own to make up for it. Now, isn't that a wonderful gift from the Lord? You see, there's ways of doing this. For those who cannot necessarily fight or have a big mouth like me, perhaps, you can have magnificent gardens and stuff and enjoy the bounty of the Lord and have livestock. Now, I don't know exactly what the next thing will stop up with, but tonight will be the last night of the Republican convention where President Trump is going to speak. And you have a scenario where something and another shoe or some big thing is about ready to drop, because if Deagle.com, who predicts and does statistics for the CIA, NSA, DIA, the EIEIO agencies, for them to say what it is, then that means that Plan 666 by the, you know, Luciferian Rothschilds and the Queen of England and all the royal families and the U.S. Lucy Brigade has been put into effect. That means they're coming for the U.S. to destroy it. The last holdout. The last holdout on behalf of the Lord, at least a small remnant is. But when the time comes and they come at you, and they come to take your house, they come to destroy your family, they come to shoot your children, regardless of whether you're black, white, brown, yellow, rainbow, purple, whatever you are. The fact is, it's not a racial thing. It's an evil thing. It's a Luciferian thing. And if they want to destroy the system of government that had the most promise of anyone that's ever been on this planet, which at the same time makes it problematic, but at the same time allows for more representation of the people than anywhere else, you would have the destruction of what has caused America to rise to the top of the heap in terms of financial, political, sociological, the top system that has been on this planet that allowed more people to come up from the bottom than any other, that allowed people to jump from picking cotton to the U.S. Senate in the lifetime of their grandfather. I thought that was extremely powerful, Tim Scott. I thought also the young black man who's the assistant attorney general, I believe, of Kentucky. Or maybe is the attorney general of Kentucky. Just incredible. And then you see the people getting naturalized citizenship They were tickled pink to be in the United States. They came, they started as dishwashers, and now they're owning restaurants or whatever, you know? That's not because they drink Modelo beer. That's because the United States had a system where if you worked hard, you did it, you looked ahead, you tried to get as educated as possible, you gained whatever skills you could as possible, then you took a chance and went into business, you had the opportunity to try to succeed, and many people have succeeded. We're headed for, and we're going to, what the Lord talked about, Matthew 24, Luke 21, and the revelation of the Lord Jesus as told to John of Patmos. Okay? We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists. Albert Pike said this in the Third World War. Wrote it to Giuseppe Mazzini in 1871, regardless of what the bullshit they say he didn't. We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall promote a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization. And the multitude, Pike says, disillusioned with Christianity, Pike says, whose deistic spirits, well, then from that moment, good. Don't go into their loose spirit and knife out a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Mighty men and women of valor. Strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus with your high technology. And take strength. I know you're ready. Oh, Mickey LaPua, Mickey. Stall on the optics. Yep, not on the green team. Rico and Thomas. Prepare yourself with the strength. Watch out for all the listeners, Lord Jesus. Provide them with the funnest of going prepared tonight. Good night, Mr. Thomas.